My neighbor, Mrs. Trotter, who I write about in Waking Up, gave me a chance to be a real friend, and I blew it. She said, "If the thought of me comes into your mind, call me." The night she died, it did. I thought of her, and I did not call. I can't tell you how often Prince sprang to mind, only to be dismissed, because I didn't want to be seen as name-dropping, making use of his fame. I was too focused on self and didn't think with my heart. Not a day passes I don't regret it. Alice is that angel Prince spoke of in the song 7, bringing her words of compassion, words of peace. Where would we be without Alice? Thank you, sister. Prince came to bring us encouragement and love. Do not fear, he tells us, and modeled it. When he says, "I'm here to tell you," there's something else. He's reiterating Emily's words, Emily Dickinson's words to us. This world is not conclusion. And Jesus's. Do not fear. Prince's message comes from and honors his body, always, and honors honesty. Don't be afraid of those strong feelings or of expressing them, of longing for oneness, of longing to merge. They guide us true. Dance is free expression of feeling. Every feeling has a body expression in movement, expression in music. We get our feelings out. My son said something I'm continuing to think about. He said that people have to see the light in themselves, and that I'm not sure how much Prince's music helps with that process. Prince told the truth, what he was seeing and experiencing with his music, but people listen to music to get by. Maybe questing, but we need something paired with it so that our prophets are not killed, so that it's not about them. We need more people seeing their light, grieving for that lost child that was them. And I'm not sure, he said, that that comes from telling the truth. We need more people seeing their light. And he said that Emily Dickinson is right. You have to tell it slant. And that Prince is right, that you have to have positivity, beauty, grace, and emotion. I wanted to respond to that, but it's not been possible this week. Very intense, challenging week. But I'm hoping all of you will ponder that as well, because it speaks to that segment of the show we keep putting off about what would an authentic self-defense practice look like. And I am in particular thinking about the applicability or the practical aspects of Prince's strategy, trying to get to describe more clearly what that strategy is. Prince sees so much. He did not fear. He was not afraid to look. He looked, and trust, that is not easy to do. And it's not a common thing for us stuck in the class system. He was not afraid to look. He looked. And then applied his musical and poetic gifts and his power of analysis, his thought process, to sharing with us a key piece of the solution. He told us we all spring from the sun. We are all literally connected. The more I learn from him, the sadder I get that I missed until now, the great event that is Prince.